Well, we hope the ball game will go along at the present pace, but if it is too elongated, remember that over the station at which you are listening, CBS will bring you on the cavalcade of sports, the Preakness, at 5 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. We'll be clear for that. All right, let's see about the ball game now as we move into the third inning. Ball game roughly a half an hour old. Going along, good time, good shape, first of a doubleheader. Pete Castellon is the initiating hitter in the third inning. He hit the high fly ball under which left fielder Hermanski and center fielder Snyder collided in the first inning, and that was automatically scored a base hit. Castellon hitting 184, ducks underneath the high curveball, ball one. The end of four innings, the Phillies are leading the Cubs 2-1. Simmons and Rush, the opposing pitchers, each going for his fifth victory. Sounds like a good game, doesn't it? Castellon, slender right-hand batter, swings a high pop fly. It's foul up toward first base. Let's see catcher Campanella going down and makes the grab close to the stand. Hodges, realizing that Campanella had the ball under control, got out of the way. When the ball was caught, it was closer to first base than it was to the plate, but Campanella had taken dead aim and was asserting himself. It is 3-0 in favor of the Giants, first of a doubleheader at the Polo Grounds over Cincinnati at the end of four and a half innings. The Braves lead the Cardinals 1-0, end of two innings. Yankees are starting Sanford against Hafner at Chicago. Tom Saffold, left-hand hitting center fielder, swings on the first pitch, fouled it off. At the end of the first inning, single game, the Red Sox and the Indians, it is 2-0 in favor of Cleveland. Bob Lemon, who is some pumpkins, is a pitcher as well as a hitter, is going for Cleveland, Staubs for the Red Sox. That's the post scoreboard. They're up to date on everything. Outfield toward right on Saffel, who pulls him. Hitting 173. Hit a high fly ball to center fielder Snyder in the first inning. Right-hander Bankhead deals, and there's a bunt attempt to the curve and missed. Strike two. Bunting for a base hit, of course. No balls, two strikes. Bankhead deals, fastball just under the knees, low. One and two. Saffold choking that stick slightly. Lean right-hander delivers, curve into the dirt. Bounces through. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Let's see. Four, eight, 12, 16. 16 military planes in a very tight formation buzzing up ahead here. There's a lot of air traffic above the ballpark here at Brooklyn. Connie and the old redhead have been sitting here watching it for years. Of course, Desmond's an authority. He can tell you what a plane is just from looking at it one eye. Saffold hits a high pop fly. Let's see. Second baseman Robinson coming on and makes the catch. The ball was up so high that Robinson and Hodges had time to play odd man to see who'd catch it. Put out for the second baseman. 2-0, favor the Pirates. Ralph Kiner stepping in. He's the third highest paid player in the game this year. I don't know. He may be the all-time highest paid player in the history of the National League. I expect he is. He's topped today, of course, by Ted Williams, who gets the most, and then DiMaggio. Throw, swung on, a line drive into left center field for a base hit. So Kiner singles and is aboard. Two gone, single into left. Hit number four for the Pittsburghers. Nanny Fernandez, right end hitting third baseman. Fernandez hitting 255. Infield up a step. Bankhead deals. Curve swung on, a high pop fly in a short right field. Robinson, second baseman, out. Under it. Got it. No runs, one hit. 2-0. Favor the Pirates. And now, Mr. Desmond, we haven't heard that baritone of yours, son. Where you been hiding it, huh?
Oh, I've been around here someplace, looking at television.
All right, now that you're here with us, what's new in the post-serial lineup?
Sugar Crisp, Red. New and terrific. It's a honey of a cereal, friends, because Sugar Crisp has everything. Now, just imagine a sugar and honey coating on wholesome puffed wheat. Man, that's Sugar Crisp. For breakfast, it's sensational. Just try a tempting bowlful with milk or cream. Remember, you don't need sugar, because it's already just sweet enough. It's perfect for between-meal snacks, too. And for an enjoyment anytime, anywhere, eat it right out of the bag. Yes, sir, as a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. Post Sugar Crisp. Look for it at your grocer's in the big cellophane bag with three little bears on the outside. You can't miss it. That's it, Red.
What were you talking about, Connie?
That Sugar Crisp, you mean?
Hey, Desmond, are you nervous?
Yeah.
You know that we're on MGM, as we always are in New York. You're on CBS. And also, you're on Armed Forces. Be careful. Somebody's going to hear you. Last of the third inning. 2-0 Pittsburgh and Roy Campanella up. Mel Queen pitches. High inside. Ball one. Campanella followed by Bankhead, who, by the way, is a good hitting pitcher. And then by Reese. Queen deals. Fastball over for a call strike. Got that one off the hand. 1-1. After you round toward left. Right-hander's pitch swung on far back. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. First man up, last to the third. The infield's back on Roy for two reasons. He hits that ball hard. And secondly, he's not too swift in getting down to first. Swings on a curve and hits it foul on top of the stands, back of right field and out of the park. For those of you who haven't seen Ebbets Field, it's a double-decked stadium, and the double-decking begins at right field's corner. In other words, there is no stand in back of right field. That's the famous fence, a wall, the right field wall. But the stands go all the way around in a rough U. Campanella fouls this and back. As you begin your stands at left center field, and you come right around in back of, at right center field, you come right back around behind center, double deck back of left field, all the way back of home plate, out back of first base, and all the way down to the wall at the end. In back of right field is Bedford Avenue. Curveball outside, ball two. That's one of the big thoroughfares. It's about a 6-lane street in Brooklyn. But that's a 40-foot-high right field wall. If you want to be exact, 39 and a half feet. 19 and a half feet of concrete and then 20 feet of wire panels. Pitch low outside, ball three. See, Al Schacht is sitting down there back of the Brooklyn bench, taking in today's ball game. Three balls, two strikes. Campanella takes ball four and Queen walks it. That pitch is close to the knees. First base on balls we've had. Roy goes over to first base. The tying run comes up. Nobody in the stands seems to be at all concerned. Pittsburgh is ahead 2-0. The last game played at Brooklyn was two afternoons ago when the Cardinals were out in front 8-0 and the Dodgers got four runs in the eighth inning and five in the ninth. Oh, that was a wild one. That was really full of fleas. That was a doozy. Just talking about that one, and they will for a long time. And if you folks listening in, my advice to you is don't go ask the Cardinals about it. Dan Bankhead up there to hit as a batter. He's 1-for-8. He's a good hitting pitcher. Fine athlete. Swings on the curve, doesn't get it. Nothing in one. A couple years ago, Branch Rickey had the idea that Bankhead was such a good hitter, they might turn him into an outfielder. And Dan plays pretty good outfield, but they feel that his major league potential lies in his pitching. Infield double play depth. Dan swings, trickles the ball foul outside third base, and his bat spun out of his fingers and went halfway to third. Every time I see somebody overswing on a ball and have the bat rip out of their fingers and go down to a third base, I think of Pepper Martin. That used to happen to Pepper all the time. You know, Pepper, in his hitting, was always gripping the bat. In other words, he tried to get a double hand squeeze on the handle of the bat just as he hit the ball. So if he was off timing, of course, the bat would get away from him. Bankhead swings and misses on the curve. Strike three. So down he goes. That's the second strikeout for Queen. Mel Queen is the hurler for Pittsburgh. 2-0. They were the Buccaneers. The Dodgers battling to try and pass the flying Phillies. Philadelphia in first place, a half a game ahead of Brooklyn. It's quite a ball club. That's a very fine job that young Bob Cardinal has done down at Philadelphia. Reached up. Fastball inside, low inside. Pee Wee, right-hand hitter. Batting at 235, which is a little bit under his gate. Outfield toward left. Curve is good. Call strike. Like to repeat again, this is early in the day. Third inning of the first of two games. The lights will be turned on to complete the cycle if necessary. And there are thousands and thousands of seats still available. Pitch high inside to reach the ball, too. So you folks in the neighborhood, just come right on over. I'd say there must be 8,000 to 10,000 seats available right now. Plenty of them. Come on, be no rush. Queen misses high inside, ball three. So, walking Campanella, striking out Bankhead. He's now behind 3-1 on Pee Wee. Reese casts an inquisitive glance down at third base coach Milton Stock, who's the central man in the wigwag system. Manager Shotton, of course, gives the orders. Stocky usually relays them to the players. 3-1 pitch is ball four, high, inside. That walks the tying run to first. Runners at first and second. That's not calculated to make manager Billy Meyer relish his approaching dinner this evening. Pittsburgh bullpen is now going to go to work. A little stirring around down in the left field corner. Hermanski, who singled in the first inning, 3-for-6 this year. A 10 batter, outfield around, in to right, infield is up on the left side. There's a ground ball down to third, up with it is Fernandez, throws to second base, they get one. The throw to first base is not in time to get Hermanski. Campanella slowed up Fernandez's play just a moment. Roy, in running over, you know, he was running seconds toward third. When he got close to Fernandez, he just stopped. In other words, he tempted Fernandez just for a moment to tag him. Forrest Main, a right-hander, warming up in the bullpen now for Pittsburgh. So you have a force at second, the third baseman to the second baseman. That's all. Hermanski on it first to the fourth. Campanella on the fielder's choice, moving over to third. And the batter is Snyder. It's 2-0, favor the Pirates. Snyder hitting 307. Swings and golfs the ball into right field for the base hit. There is Campanella in to score Brooklyn's first run. Hermanski on his way around the third and goes in after the extra base. And when the throw goes through the third base, Snyder takes the extra base scoring in the second. So the Dodgers running, taking the extra bases. They got two extra bases there in that one sequence. Hermanski going from first to third. And when the throw went through to third base, Snyder went on to second. First base is open. Robinson's the hitter. It's a 2-1 game now. And the joint is thoroughly aroused here at Brooklyn. Queen delivers and Robbie hits the curve down to third. Fernandez up with it. The throw goes to first base in time by a step and Robinson's out and the inning is over. So the Dodgers pick up a run. They cashed one of the two walks. One hit Snyder driving it in. For the Duke, that was the 12th run that he's driven in this year. Well, Connie Desmond's going to come over and take the play-by-play for us on our post-serial broadcast. the next three innings. But before he does, and you folks around the country, if you want to listen and join in, fine. This is aimed primarily, though, at our folks in New York City. But any of you that want to pay any attention to it, just great. You know, the problems of a city are terrifying, especially those for kids that are born in families that just haven't got the money to send them to summer camps and to private schools and take them around places. And when you put your mind to it, what does a city kid do in the summertime? It's not a pleasant answer. Somebody's got to help, and especially those fellows down there on the lower fringes. Somebody's got to help. And I don't know any better job anywhere on the face of the earth than the job that is done by the New York Police Athletic League. It's a tremendous job. It's a lot of extra work for the New York Police Department, but that's really when you get to thinking about law enforcement. When you got your policeman trying to see to it that you do not have lawbreakers, boy, that's it. So how about sending some dough? The PAL needs $1 million to continue and expand its work. So send some money to the PAL at Police Headquarters, New York 13, New York. That's a simple address. Police Athletic League, New York 13, New York. Okay, Desmond?
Wally Westlake leading off, top half of the fourth inning. 2-1 affair. Bankhead down his pitch, curve in the inside corner for a strike. Ray Mueller cracked a home run with Murtaugh aboard for the two Pirate tallies. The Dodgers cashed in one of the two walks given up by Mel Queen. Snyder whacking it in to make it 2-1, Pittsburgh. Overhand pitch swung on and popped up. Meekly back from second base. There's Robinson shielding his eyes from his son and takes it for the out. There's not so much of the sun out, but it's trying to duck through, and it sort of leaves a glare. Very difficult for these infielders and outfielders to go after these big, high pop flies. One out. Up there now is young Dale Coogan, who struck out on an inside curveball right off his fist the last time up. Batting at 136. Just a baby. Backhead down with an overhand fastball, missing outside. Dan, with the exception of the one pitch that he made to Mueller, has been working very nicely to spots. He's been throwing off the edges. Right side backed up a bit. Left-hand hitter up. Takes a high outside hard one for ball two. Bill Posdell, the old pitcher, coaching down at first base, and Goldie Holt, former minor league manager, last at Beaumont, is at third base. Outfielder swung around into right field. Count ball two. Dale Coogan, first, second man up, swings on the pitch and misses. Ball two, strike one. Coogan will be followed by Murtaugh. Dale steps off for a moment. Pirates lead by the score of 2-1 here in the top half of the fourth inning. Backhand ready to rear back, comes out with another one, and there's a bunt pushed up along the third baseline, cocks up with it, throws to first, not in time. And Coogan outlegs a bunt single up towards third base. Cox made the play very nicely, but he was caught back there deep. Although he got the ball over, it was about a half a step too late. Coogan lays in with a bunt single. Hit number five off Bankhead, and here is Murtaugh, who doubled just inside third base. First time up. Got his double with two out, and then Mueller lost one back in the left field seats. Dan, off to a fine start, batting at 292. Coogan out at first base. Hodges holding the bag against him. One out. Pirates lead 2-1. Bankhead checks it first, then pitches to the plate to Murtaugh. It's outside. The throw to first, not in time, as Coogan went diving back with a hand. Very little wind. Bankhead now, ready for his pitch again, turns and throws to first base. The Chicago Cubs, with a run in the top half of the sixth inning, have now tied the ball game with the Phillies. They're even at two runs each. Simmons against Bob Rush. Rush certainly is off with a rush. He's won four without a setback. Simmons, a tough potato to deal with, has a 4-1 record. So two of the league's best. And there goes Coogan, the pitch taken at the plate. The throw on to Robbie at second base is in time. Robinson had the ball waiting for him, and Coogan went into what was almost a half slide. I don't think he knew what he wanted to do, whether to get down or stay up. Anyway, the throw was there, and young Dale is cut down on an attempted steal. pitch, as we told you, was outside for ball two. So two out now in the top half of the fourth inning. Murtaugh up there with the count his way. And Mueller is on deck. He's the lad that bumped the home run. Bankhead now can go back to his full pumping motion. Base is empty. Down with a fastball inside for ball one. I think it was a big constellation over into LaGuardia. The Flatbush range station for LaGuardia is right around here. That's why you have a lot of air activity. Now the 3-0 pitch to Murtaugh, and it is over for a strike. Gus Donatelli is back of the plate, calling balls and strikes. Veteran Lou Jorda down back of third base, and young Frank Nescoli at first base. Bankhead sets to deliver 3-1, does, and it's high inside for ball four, so on to first base goes Murtaugh, second time he's been on. Bankhead gives up his first walk. So here's a fellow that's slapped in for the home run, Ray Mueller. Batting at 167. That was his second hit of the year, but it was good for two runs. Mueller, when he was a member of the Cincinnati club, used to hit very well in this ballpark. So Ray steps up. Base on balls to Murtaugh. Two out. The score, 2-1. Favor the Pirates. Post aerials, sending it all your way. Bankhead down, an overhand fastball swung on and lifted high out towards left. Under it is Hermanski waiting. Down it comes, and Gene takes it for the out. On the top half of the fourth inning, no runs, one hit. No Dodger errors and one man left on. Okay, Red.
Well, Connie, I've been struck wherever I've gone by the tremendous interest there is in the Brooklyn Dodgers all over the country.
Oh, boy, and we have something for the people who are interested in them, too.
That's right. Now, all of you folks who would like to know a little bit more about how this famous Brooklyn farm system works, you can find out on pages 8 and 9 of our new 1950 Dodger yearbook. Also, you'll find out all kinds of fascinating facts about the Dodgers on the other pages of this big baseball book that the Post-Serial folks are offering you right now. You'll see colorful action pictures, just bales of statistics showing the records and the record makers, and feature stories about the players and about the ball club that you won't find anywhere else. And to get your copy of the new 1950 Dodger yearbook, simply mail the box top from any Post-Serial or the front panel from a Sugar Crisp bag, plus a quarter, to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. Now, be sure that you order it this very weekend, yeah? Now, this is the same book that sells in the ballpark here for 50 cents, but it's yours for only 25 cents, and the box top from any Post cereal, or else the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag. And that address again is Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. Now, send for it today, yeah? And include your own name and address, otherwise we can't send it to you.
Cowfoyle leading off last of the fourth inning. Takes his sidearm curveball outside, ball one. Queen has walked a couple. Got himself in a jam there in the third inning. And the Dodgers nicked him for a run. As Snyder blasted one into right field for a run-producing single. Ferrillo takes a sharp hook this time on the corner for a strike. Queen, a veteran of the Yankee farm system. He made a lot of stops. He was at Newark and Kansas City before they brought him up to the varsity over at the stadium. Big 200-pounder now on the fastball inside. Ball two. Queen was born at Maxwell, Pennsylvania, one of the coal regions of that great state, but now makes his home out in sunny California, Woodbridge. Six-footer, 200 pounds. Ball two, strike one, the count on Ferrillo. Kyle cuts him. It's a fly ball. Back of third base. It may be trouble. Coogan goes back, but it lands untouched in the Dodger bullpen. Wally Westlake, the right fielder, Murtaugh, the second baseman, and young Dale Coogan were all chasing that one. Just a strike as Ferrillo comes back up towards home plate. So Ferrillo steps in again, examining his stick, finds it all right. Just Donatelli calling balls and strikes, pulls his mask on. Dan, here we go again. In case you just joined our post-serial broadcast, we're in the last of the fourth inning, Pirates leading the Dodgers 2-1, first of a doubleheader. There's a base knock, and right back through the middle. Tommy Saffel out there in center field, fields the ball and gets it back into Murtaugh at second base. So Farillo puts the tying run on, bouncing a single back to the box and brings up Gil Hodges. The big fellow from Indiana, hitting at 293. He looked at call strike three his last time up there. So the base hit arouses things around Ebbets Field here. Furlow on with a tying run. Queen now must go to his stop position. And these are the places the bucks are called to throw to first, not in time. Al Barley called three balks on Max Lanier the other day here. Another lob throw to first. No dice. Hodges has 27 base hits. Big, strong right-hand batter. The pitch to him is up high for ball one. Braves got a tally on the Cardinals. They lead 1-0 at the end of two. Outfield deep and around into left field here on Big Gil. Queen sends a curve up high and outside. Ball two. Forrest Maine was up throwing for the Pirates in the last inning, and looks like he's going to get up again down there. Farillo at first base. Dale Coogan guarding the bag against him. Queen now with a check over at first. Pitches to the plate, swung on, and a fly ball is hit out into left field. Over for it comes Saffel, the center fielder, and Kiner then goes in for the catch. You have to wait the way these outfielders have been playing today. Hermansky and Snyder bumped together out there. And Castellone got himself a double, leading the ball game off. Kiner taking that high fly ball. Billy Cox playing fine ball down at third base. Hitting at 250, 6 for 24. Farillo at first base, one out. Pittsburgh 2, Brooklyn 1. Billy swings and cuts this one foul, going down in the right field seats way near the bullpen. Bangs up against the wall down there and then kicks into the stands. Long, loud strike. Jake Pittler coaching at first base. Milton Stock around at third. Campanella out on deck. Billy Cox the batter with Farillo with a tying run on at first base. Queen comes to his stop position now. Checks first. Throws into Cox, who swings and lifts a high foul back of the plate. Here comes Mueller, still chasing it, but he can't get it. It's on the screen. Ray went right back up against the barrier. Strike two. Young Bobby Morgan, who was the most valuable player in the international loop last year, also the batting king, started at third base for the Dodgers this year. Those of you who may not be too well acquainted, and Billy Cox finally was sent in there to give Morgan a rest, and Billy's been in there playing every game. In fact, young Morgan is sitting on the top step right now near the water cooler, watching Cox up there with that bat. Strike two against him. Queen comes in with a curveball outside for ball one. Ball one, strike two. Cardinals got a run in the top half of the third inning, so they stand even with Boston at the end of three and a half. Straightaway outfield on Cox. He sprays his hits to all fields. Likes to hit into right. Throw to first, and Frollo goes back with a hand stab at the bag. He got there. Descoli. Right over for the call. Ball one, strike two on Billy. Queen is tossed over about four or five times trying to catch Farillo off. He's down with a big, long, tempting lead. And he draws another throw, and back he goes. Makes it kind of tough on Pittler, coaching over there at first base. Carr with these long leads. Ball one, strike two. Farillo down again. Now the pitch into Cox. Curveball outside. Ball two. Ground around in front of both dugouts and back of home plate. Still rather soggy from the bad weather we've been having around New York. That outfield a little tricky too in spots. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. There's a fly ball hit deep back in the left field. Saffel goes way, way back for it. Still going. Reaches high up in the air. And the ball is off the fence. Here goes Farillo into third base. And they hold him up as Cox doubles off the left center field wall. Just about three or four more feet, and that one would have been in for a case of sugar crisp. But Saffel reached up high, got his mitt out, couldn't hold it, and the ball bounced out. Kiner went over, retrieved, and got it back in. It's a double for Cox, his third of the year. And Farillo, who had a hold up, waiting to see whether or not the ball would be caught or not, made it to third. And Campanella is going to be put on to load them up. First base is open. And they'll take their chances with Bankhead banging into a double play. So there's the first one, and the fans don't particularly care about the intentional pass. They never do to one of their favorites. Walk number three by Queen. Now the sun comes out brightly. Still some dark clouds up over the left field stands. Could mean rain. There's ball four. Campanella trots down to first base to load him up, and here comes Dan Bankhead. Out to try to help his own cause. He's a batter. He's 1-for-9, hitting at 111. And we told you that the Cubs in Philadelphia tied at 2 runs, and they just received word that Jim Constante has come in to pitch for Philadelphia in the 7th inning. He's our number one relief man. So Bankhead up with the bags loaded. Whirlow down at third base. Billy Cox at second. Campanella is at first, and they're playing their infield halfway in. Coogan is up in front of the runner at first base. Here's a pitch, and it's outside. Ball one. Coogan is ready to charge in, along with Fernandez, the third baseman, in case the Dodgers might want to work a squeeze here. One out, they could. Furlough a fast man out at third. Here's the pitch coming down, swung on and trickled out along the third baseline and allowed to roll. Foul. Foul. Well, Furlough's already ducked in the dugout. He's called back. He wasn't going to turn around and look to see whether or not it was fair or foul. Cox moves back to second base and Campanella to first. It'll trickle foul, not along the third baseline. So it's a 1-1 count. Bankhead trying to at least get himself even here. Pittsburgh 2 and the Dodgers 1. Last half of the 4th inning. Forrest Main showing back of Mel Queen down in the bullpen. Here's Mel's full pumping motion. The pitch swung out and missed. Chased a curve. Strike 2. Pee Wee Reese is on deck. Willow down at third. Cox at second. Campanella at first. Now Coogan plays back of Campanella at first base. And the rest of the inner defense takes a couple of steps back too. Pitch swung on and bounced down to shortstop. Over to Murtaugh for one. The throw to first is in time. And Reese doesn't like the call on that. Throws his bat down, kicks it to dirt. And Fittler is out there talking to Descoli along with Robinson too. And there's Duke Snyder getting in on the act. Also Reese now is going out to talk to. Here comes Milton Stock and a rhubarb is on at Ebbets Field. Bang, bang play to complete a double play. And the Dodgers are steaming. Score that 6-4-3 if you're putting them down. That is the 24th double play for Pittsburgh. Well, they're still hooting and hollering. Descoli goes walking down the right field line to get out of the way of it. And now Fittler comes running back into the dugout. It was a bang-banger over there at first base to complete the double play. Well, we'll check our post-serial scoreboard here for you. Chicago and Philadelphia. Rush started against Simmons, Constante in the 7th. It's a 2-2 tie with the Cubs at bat on the top of the 7th. First of a doubleheader, Cincinnati at New York. It is 3-0 in favor of the Giants at the end of 6.5. St. Louis, Boston with Burkine against Spahn. 3-1 in favor of the Braves at the end of 4 innings. In the American League, New York at Chicago. Sanford against Mickey Hefner. 1-0, New York at the end of 4 innings. The Boston Red Sox lead Cleveland 3-2 at the end of 2.5. Philadelphia is at Detroit, and Washington is at St. Louis. Well, Bruce Edwards has come out to tune up Bankhead. He'll be taking a little time, so it'll be a chance for us to pause for station identification.